1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Section A. 1. Mary worked as a teacher for 2 years. Then she became a secretary. After that, she was promoted to a manager.
I know, and she has been doing nothing else ever since.
Question. What's Mary's occupation now?
2.I'm here about the volunteer work posted on the school website.
You need one of those forms over there on the desk next to the bookshelf.
Question. What will the man probably do? 3. Can I stay here for just another minute? I really need to look up something on Shakespeare.
Sorry, everyone is supposed to put books back to the shelf when the closing bell is sounded.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place?
4. God, what a hot day. Why not stop and get some ice cream?
I desperately need that to cool down, but my dentist suggested me avoiding that kind of thing.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. I heard you had a barbecue down at the beach at the weekends. How did it go?
It poured. We had to put it off again.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
6. I have to get this presentation about customer service ready by Monday morning.
There goes your sleep this weekend.
Question. What does the man imply? 7. How about a little badminton, say Saturday or Sunday?
It sounds great. I really need a good workout. All I've been doing lately is sitting in front of this computer.
Question. What can be learned about the man from the conversation? 8. I am thinking about spending my summer break diving in Kending. You were there last year. How was it?
To be honest, that left a lot to be desired.
Question. What does the man imply?
9. Huntsman turned down my application yesterday. I don't know how I can do without a job.
Well, don't take it so hard. Something else will turn up.
Question. What does the woman mean? 10. What about your holiday in the seaside town, Miss Smith?
To tell the truth, I should have done some homework. The advertisement doesn't seem reliable.
Question. What does the woman mean? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Although 8 hours sleep is traditionally regarded as healthy, many of us need less, and some need more. What matters is how you feel during the time when you are awake. We are all built slightly differently, so there is no reason why our sleep requirements should be the same. If, for example, you are the sort of person who goes running around getting exhausted, then you are going to need more rest, but not necessarily more sleep. What is sleep all about? The simplest way to find out what sleep is for is to do without it for a while and see what happens. The brain starts going gently crazy if robbed of sleep for 2 or 3 days. It simply stops working in a sensible fashion. Why does sleep sometimes not come when it should? Imagine the days when our ancestors lived in the jungle. Those who fell asleep too easily risked being eaten up. It certainly paid to keep half awake, ready for action if danger arrived. The trouble is, we are still doing it even though there is no longer any danger. We react as if there are threats to our existence, when all we want to do is fall asleep. Anger and other signs of stress clearly interfere with calm sleep, just as they do with calm waking. Before trying to sleep, it is always better to get your angry feelings out into the open, rather than push them to the back of your mind. As you fall asleep, the mind is less lively and allows those feelings to come back again, where they dance around and keep you awake. I recommend trying to get more control of reality. Then your dreams will be sweeter and your sleep more refreshing. Although 8 hours sleep is traditionally regarded as healthy, many of us need less and some need more. What matters is how you feel during the time when you are awake. We are all built slightly differently, so there is no reason why our sleep requirements should be the same. If, for example, you are the sort of person who goes running around getting exhausted, then you are going to need more rest, but not necessarily more sleep. What is sleep all about? The simplest way to find out what sleep is for is to do without it for a while and see what happens. The brain starts going gently crazy if robbed of sleep for 2 or 3 days. It simply stops working in a sensible fashion. Why does sleep sometimes not come when it should? Imagine the days when our ancestors lived in the jungle. Those who fell asleep too easily risked being eaten up. It certainly paid to keep half awake, ready for action if danger arrived. The trouble is, we are still doing it even though there is no longer any danger. We react as if there are threats to our existence, when all we want to do is fall asleep. Anger and other signs of stress clearly interfere with calm sleep, just as they do with calm waking. Before trying to sleep, it is always better to get your angry feelings out into the open, rather than push them to the back of your mind. As you fall asleep, the mind is less lively and allows those feelings to come back again, where they dance around and keep you awake. I recommend trying to get more control of reality. Then your dreams will be sweeter and your sleep more refreshing. Questions 11. According to the passage, what is more important than how long we sleep?
12. Why does sleep not come sometimes when it should?
13. According to the writer, what should we do if we want to have a good sleep?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Attitude is an internal state that influences the choices of personal action made by the individual. Some researchers consider that attitudes come from differences between beliefs and ideas. Others believe that attitudes come from emotional states. Here, we focus on the effects of attitudes upon behavior, that is, upon the choices of action made by the individual. The kinds of actions taken by human beings are obviously influenced greatly by attitudes. whether one listens to classical music or rock, whether one obeys the speed limit while driving, whether one encourages one's husband or wife to express his or her own ideas. All are influenced by attitudes. These internal states are acquired throughout life from situations one is faced with in the home, in the streets, and in the school. Of course, the course of action chosen by an individual in any situation will be largely determined by the particulars of that situation. For instance, a child who has a strong attitude of honesty may steal a penny when she thinks no one will notice. But the internal state, which remains unchanged over a period of time, and which makes the individual behave regularly in a variety of situations, is what is meant by an attitude. Attitudes are learned in a variety of ways. They can result from single incidents, as when an attitude towards snakes is acquired by an experience in childhood at the sudden movement of a snake. They can result from the individual's experiences of success and pleasure, as when someone acquires a positive attitude toward doing crossword puzzles by being able to complete some of them. And frequently, they are learned by copying other people's behavior, as when a child learns how to behave toward foreigners by observing the actions of his parents. Regardless of these differences, there is something in common in the learning and modification of attitudes. Attitude is an internal state that influences the choices of personal action made by the individual. Some researchers consider that attitudes come from differences between beliefs and ideas. Others believe that attitudes come from emotional states. Here, we focus on the effects of attitudes upon behavior, that is, upon the choices of action made by the individual. The kinds of actions taken by human beings are obviously influenced greatly by attitudes. Whether one listens to classical music or rock, whether one obeys the speed limit while driving, whether one encourages one's husband or wife to express his or her own ideas, all are influenced by attitudes. These internal states are acquired throughout life from situations one is faced with in the home, in the streets, and in the school. Of course, the course of action chosen by an individual in any situation will be largely determined by the particulars of that situation. For instance, a child who has a strong attitude of honesty may steal a penny when she thinks no one will notice. But the internal state, which remains unchanged over a period of time, and which makes the individual behave regularly in a variety of situations, is what is meant by an attitude. Attitudes are learned in a variety of ways. They can result from single incidents, as when an attitude towards snakes is acquired by an experience in childhood at the sudden movement of a snake. They can result from the individual's experiences of success and pleasure, as when someone acquires a positive attitude toward doing crossword puzzles by being able to complete some of them. And frequently, they are learned by copying other people's behavior, as when a child learns how to behave toward foreigners by observing the actions of his parents. Regardless of these differences, there is something in common in the learning and modification of attitudes. Questions 14. Why did the author mention the example of a child stealing?
15. Which of the following is true about the learning of attitudes?
16. What would be the best title for the passage?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Welcome to A Night at the Movies. I'm Pauline Khan.
And I'm Colin Hale. Good evening.
Tonight, we're going to review the new James Bond film. Well, I really liked this new James Bond actor very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best actor that's ever had the role. Warm, human, even funny. A totally believable character.
I have to agree. A perfect 007 type. Pauline, what did you think of the story?
It was a standard story for a Bond movie. The usual beautiful women, the usual evil villain, nothing new.
Well, I'm surprised. I have to say that I thought the story was unusually good. The race car scenes were exciting and the surprise ending was great.
Well, I can't agree with you there.
Really? What did you think about the photography?
I wasn't very impressed at all by the photography. Everything looked fake, not real. I can't believe it was actually filmed in Africa, where the story took place.
I can't believe you! I haven't seen such good photography in a long time, especially in the action scenes.
Now that brings up another weakness in the film, the special effects. Again, it's just the same old stuff. The car that flies, the pen that's really a gun. You get tired of that kind of thing.
I hardly think you and I saw the same movie, Pauline. I have to say that the special effects were the best ever in a Bond film. For example, the scene where...
Excuse me, Colin. We're going to have to break for a commercial.
You're right, Pauline. We'll be right back with our ratings.
So, Colin, how do you rate the new James Bond movie that we've reviewed this week?
Well, Pauline, I'd have to say that I'm proud to give this movie my highest rating, 4 stars, and I would like to encourage everyone to go and see it soon. How about you, Pauline? Did you like the new actor who plays James Bond?
That part's true, Colin. However, I have to give the movie only 2 stars, a rating of fair.
Well, that's all from us tonight. See you next week.
Questions 17. What did Pauline think of the story of the film? Welcome to A Night at the Movies. I'm Pauline Khan.
And I'm Colin Hale. Good evening.
Tonight, we're going to review the new James Bond film. Well, I really liked this new James Bond actor very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best actor that's ever had the role. Warm, human, even funny. A totally believable character.
I have to agree. A perfect 007 type. Pauline, what did you think of the story?
It was a standard story for a Bond movie. The usual beautiful women, the usual evil villain, nothing new.
Well, I'm surprised. I have to say that I thought the story was unusually good. The race car scenes were exciting and the surprise ending was great.
Well, I can't agree with you there.
Really? What did you think about the photography?
I wasn't very impressed at all by the photography. Everything looked fake, not real. I can't believe it was actually filmed in Africa, where the story took place.
I can't believe you! I haven't seen such good photography in a long time, especially in the action scenes.
Now that brings up another weakness in the film, the special effects. Again, it's just the same old stuff. The car that flies, the pen that's really a gun. You get tired of that kind of thing.
I hardly think you and I saw the same movie, Pauline. I have to say that the special effects were the best ever in a Bond film. For example, the scene where...
Excuse me, Colin. We're going to have to break for a commercial.
You're right, Pauline. We'll be right back with our ratings.
So, Colin, how do you rate the new James Bond movie that we've reviewed this week?
Well, Pauline, I'd have to say that I'm proud to give this movie my highest rating, 4 stars, and I would like to encourage everyone to go and see it soon. How about you, Pauline? Did you like the new actor who plays James Bond?
That part's true, Colin. However, I have to give the movie only 2 stars, a rating of fair.
Well, that's all from us tonight. See you next week.
Questions 17. What did Pauline think of the story of the film?
Questions 18. Which of the following was the best ever in a Bond film, according to Colin?
19. What was Pauline's overall impression of the film?
20. What can be learned from the conversation?